I, your kinsman redeemer, will rescue you. Now, Isaiah's talking about Jesus here. I have called you by name. He's talking to us. And you are mine. When you pass through the deep, stormy sea, you can count on me to be there with you. When you pass through raging rivers, you do not drown. When you walk through persecution like fiery flames, you will not be burned. The flames will not harm you. For I am your Savior, Yahweh, your mighty God, the Holy One of Israel. Since you are cherished and precious in my eyes, and because I love you dearly and want to honor you, I willingly give up nations in exchange for you, a man to save your life. I am with you now, even close to you, so never yield to fear. I will bring your children from the east and from the west, and I will gather you. I will say to the north, hand them over, and to the south, don't hold them back. Bring me my sons from far away, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Bring me everyone who is called by my name, the ones I created to experience my glory. I myself formed them to be who they are and made them for my glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The name of my message today, fear, it's our enemy. So for the past few weeks, the Lord has been speaking to me about breaking off every form of fear out of our lives. And he knows us and he knows what we're going through in our life. The Lord wants to move mightily through us in our next season that we are entering into. And in order for him to move, we have to be in a position of faith. If we get into fear or we panic whenever we hear or see negative things, we aren't in a place of trust and peace that God wants us to be in. This message is one of love. It's not of shame or condemnation. It is meant for us to be set free from the clutches of the evil one. Now, fear is a force, and it comes in many forms that Satan uses to kill, steal, and destroy. Satan knows if he can open the door to fear, he can do what he wants to do, and he knows what fear can do to stop God's plans. Fear fuels the enemy. It empowers him. Fear brings us into a place of procrastination and can paralyze us to move forward. The enemy for fear to stop it is we have to expose it, we have to face it, we gotta break it, and we gotta destroy it, because truth sets us free. As we go through this study on fear, we will discuss what it is, the traits, and the symptoms. And then part two, which will be next week, is how we overcome it. So we're going to break and crush its head so we can all have victory over it. There is good fear and there's bad fear. The good fear, which is the fear of the Lord, which is respect for God and a reverence. Also, there's a natural fear that it keeps us away from and out of danger. We're going to hit on the bad fear, the fear that can cripple us. That's the fear the Lord wants us to break from and be free of, because it's our enemy. In general, fear in the Bible is a reoccurring theme shaping human experience. It can be paralyzing emotion or a reverence for God. The Bible teaches that fear does not come from God, but is a scheme of the devil, our enemy. True fear is the beginning of wisdom, leading to a deep respect for God's power and authority. Fear has several effects on people, including it triggers the body's fight or flight response, leading to psychological changes like increased heart rate and adrenal levels. It alerts individuals to the presence of danger or threat. It produces biochemical and emotional reactions, chronic or uncontrollable fear can lead to or worsen mental health conditions such as anxiety, depression, PTSD, and substance abuse. And you're probably saying, what does this have to do with the Lord? Oh, it has a lot to do with the Lord. You get it? The word fear is mentioned 500 times in the Bible. And the phrase fear not is mentioned 365 times. One for every day. Fear not, fear not, fear not. Fear is defined as an unpleasant emotion caused by the threat or perception of danger, pain, or harm. It is protective, primal emotion that alerts us to the presence of danger, of a threat of harm, whether physical or psychological. Fear is closely related to anxiety and can be rational or irrational. It can be real or unreal. Here are some of the types of fear that is mentioned in the Bible. Like I said, the fear of the Lord, which is a good fear. Fear of man. Fear as a result of sin. Fear of death. Fear of the future. Fear of the unknown. Fear of failure. Fear of the enemy. Fear of persecution. Fear of future judgment. Fear of consequences of sin. And fear of the supernatural. In the modern dictionary, fear as a noun means it is a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, pain, etc. Whether the threat is real or imagined, the feeling or condition of being afraid. Also, fear is a reverence, especially towards God, the fear of God. Now, fear used as a verb in the Bible says, it is to regard with fear, be afraid of, to have reverence, awe of. Now, here are traits, symptoms, and causes of fear. This information I received is from a psychological study of fear. This is going to set us free because I have a testimony involved in this, and I will share it with you because everybody deals with this, and we all have to face it. Okay, when fear comes on you, these are the symptoms that you may experience. People can experience fear differently, but some of the common physical and emotional symptoms are sweating, shortness of breath, feeling out of control, dizziness, feeling overwhelmed, nausea, chills, rapid heartbeat. I have a little heartbeat rap right now. You know the enemy's saying to me right now? Don't speak. Well, guess what? I'm gonna anyway. Now I'm gonna give you in this study some of the different types of fear. Remember, we need to expose the fear, face the fear, and break it. If feelings of fear become persistent and excessive, this could be diagnosed as a type of anxiety disorder, depending on the symptoms being experienced. Common disorders which are associated with fear are phobias, generalized anxiety disorder, social anxiety disorder, healthy anxiety disorder, panic disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder, which we know as PTSD. Remember, the good fear or the healthy fear keeps us from entering harmful situations and helps us decide when to get out of these situations. For an example, if a car is coming towards us, fear can make us jump out of the way so we're saved, right? And we don't get killed or get hurt. Now, in contrast, in extreme levels of fear could result in the development of mental health conditions such as phobias or other anxiety conditions. A phobia is an intense, persistent, and out of proportion fear of something, an event, or a situation. Phobias twist the normal fear response into something difficult or impossible to control and can be detrimental to people's lives. Likewise, other anxiety conditions, such as a generalized anxiety disorder and social anxiety disorder, involve intense worry or fear of many things in social situations. Responses to fear can be so extreme that it can be negatively affect people's lives. If fear gets too extreme, such as in those experiencing anxiety disorders, it can keep us, trap us, preventing us from doing things that we want to do and also what the Lord wants us to do. Now, here are some symptoms of phobias. A sensation of uncontrollable anxiety when exposed to the source of the fear. The feeling that the source of the fear needs to be avoided at all costs. Not being able to function properly when exposed to fear. The fear may be irrational and exaggerated and cannot be controlled. May feel incapable of coping with the fear. Some common specific phobias are like spiders and snakes. I hate snakes. I could deal with spiders, but I hate them. That's pretty common for women anyway. Social phobias is a profound fear of public humiliation or being judged negatively by others in social situations. That was me. An intense fear of situations from which escape might be difficult or embarrassing, or in which help may not be available in the event of having an unexpected panic episode. This could be a fear of enclosed spaces, as well as open or crowded spaces. Simple phobias are usually linked to an identifiable cause and are unlikely to affect daily living as the person can avoid the trigger. For example, phobias of heights. A lot of people don't like heights, but you can avoid them, right? If you had to. You don't have to face that all the time. Social phobia, also known as social anxiety disorder, are known as a complex phobia since their triggers are less easily recognizable or avoidable, and the individual is more likely to experience the associated fear more frequently than those with a specific phobia. I was delivered from social anxiety disorder, and I'll tell you how it starts. The enemy gets children when you're little. And what happened to me, and I'll give you the story, because a situation, you grow up with it, and it causes many other things to come on you. So when I was about 5 years old, I was going to school. My parents put me in the Catholic school. I was in kindergarten, and the kindergarten class was so big that the nun couldn't deal with, I think there was like 55 kids in this classroom. So what they decided to do was give all the kids a test to see if they can move them into first grade. Well, I took the test and I passed it. They pushed me to first grade. It was very difficult. The nun that I had was Sister Felicia. I'll never forget her. Yeah, you laugh. I know, you all have a story. So anyway, she really took a liking to me, and she really liked me a lot, and she kind of paid attention to where I was lacking. My problem was I couldn't read, okay? So she put me, we had a circle, and we were reading a book. You know, Sally Ron and that stuff. Well, I couldn't read it. And she picked on me. She yelled at me. Here it is, I'm thinking she's a godly woman. She's supposed to be like God. And she ridiculed me, made fun of me in front of everybody. I was so embarrassed, okay? I went home, I didn't tell my parents, I wouldn't go to school. I didn't want to go back. I got sick. I guess I made myself sick because I didn't want to go back and face her. I felt belittled, betrayed. All those feelings that you feel, okay? Insecure. I was an outgoing person, when I was little, but I got very introverted. Was afraid of people, very shy, wouldn't talk to anybody. So I grew up like that. I kept getting pushed into school, and I barely got by, but they kept pushing me. It was very difficult. I had a teacher in high school that kept calling on me. And every time he called on me, I remember my face would be red as a beet, and I wanted to crawl in a hole, and he just would ridicule me. And he would keep doing this. And then he put my chair, my desk, in front of his desk. And he used to stare. Humiliating. Well, it got so bad that one of the guys in my class, he got up. He almost punched the guy in the face. He said, "If you don't leave her alone," and he said, "I'm going to kill you." He goes, "I hate you. Don't touch her. I'm sick of you doing that to her." And I start, "Oh." Well, he got thrown down the office. And I had to stay in this class to the end of the year. So my grades in high school were absolutely horrible, but I passed. I graduated. I was the youngest in my class. So anyway, moving a little forward, because of all of that, my first job interview, oh my God, I wanted to cry. I had to sit before this woman, interviewing for a job at the phone company. I don't know why this woman hired me. I was a nervous wreck. I was so nervous you could see it. Red as a beet, and she goes, "It's okay. Calm down. It's just a job." And I was like, "You don't understand." And she said, "Well, I'm going to hire you. I believe you could do this job," and blah, blah, blah. So anyway. But I had trouble being in front of people, okay? And here I am. But I had to be delivered. It just doesn't happen. I had to go back. I had to forgive everybody. Ask God to heal me. Forgive myself, because I was so hard on myself. And he poured the blood of Jesus all over me. It was a pastor that really helped me get healed. And she brought me into inner healing. And God wants to heal us physically, and he wants to heal us inwardly. So that was one of my phobias. I had another one, but I'll get there. Okay? Okay. Can I breathe a little bit? Okay. Is anybody getting anything out of this? Okay, good. Okay, the next disorder is PTSD. Now, PTSD is a mental health disorder that can develop in people who have experienced or witnessed a traumatic event, such as a serious accident, military combat, physical or sexual assault, or a natural disaster. One of the key symptoms of PTSD is experiencing intense fear, anxiety, or distress when confronted with reminders of a traumatic event, even if the present situation is not actually dangerous or threatening. It causes individuals to relive them through symptoms of intense or prolonged psychological distress when triggered. This includes and mark psychological reactions like crowds, flashes of light, or sounds associated with trauma. PTSD can bring about feelings of intense fear when something specifically triggers it. Most of the time, the trigger will not be an actual threat to survival, but it is a conditioned stimulus for the individual. For example, a trigger is for a veteran who experienced combat trauma might feel intense fear or panic when they hear a car backfire or fireworks, as these sounds could trigger memories of gunfire or explosions that they had experienced. The next disorder is generalized anxiety disorder. Those who experience, they call it GAD, G-A-D, typically have persistent and excessive worries about everyday life and worry about multiple things. They may be fearful about their health, finances, safety, and relationships, etc., to the point where it can become exhausting. That was me. Okay, I'm Christian, born again, spirit-filled, full of fear of finances. The more I feared finances, the more lack I got. So, Word of Faith taught me, this is called Faith Aid. I actually had this. In this Faith Aid is all the scriptures, all about fear, worry, lack of finances, blah, blah, blah. So I would take this, and I thought if I spoke them out, that things were going to change. But guess what? They didn't change, because I was in fear when I read these. I did trust God. I didn't understand, because everything that I was brought up with had to be factual. Okay? Well, my checkbook says this, and God is saying something else. Well, I can't believe that. Okay? So all day long, my mind was totally on this subject. I mean, it drove me nuts. My kids thought I was nuts. Barry thought I was nuts. But it was a spirit of fear, and it had to be broken. But I had to learn to trust the Lord. Okay? And finally, after I trusted the Lord, I mean, he yelled at me. He literally yelled at me one day. When are you going to trust me? I heard the voice out here. And I was like, okay, God, I will trust you no matter what it looks like. Whatever happens, I'm going to trust you. And you can apply that to anything, okay? So that's another deliverance. Okay, where are we at here? Okay. Next disorder is the panic disorder. Panic disorder is characterized as fear and worries of the panic attacks experienced recurrently, which are sudden, intense feelings of terror. These feelings could sometimes occur without warning and are associated with physical symptoms such as chest pain, shortness of breath, fast heartbeat, and trembling, being very nervous. Panic attacks could become very intense that impairs the individual's functioning during an episode. And that was me when I had the social anxiety attack, because I was afraid I got to stand before somebody and talk to them. Now, if I get a panic attack, I'm going to be so embarrassed. So I was afraid I was going to have a panic attack. So here you go again. It's a repetitious cycle. So that has to be dealt with. These are things the Lord wants us to face and get rid of. Okay? Are you with me? Okay, like I said before, specific phobias usually develop in childhood and in some cases can be pinpointed by an exact moment. In some cases, specific phobias can result from an early traumatic experience with the feared object, event, or a situation. For example, a phobia of bicycles caused by a traumatic incident, a falling off a bike as a child, and now you're afraid to get on it. Phobias that start in childhood could also be caused by witnessing the phobia from a family member and developing the same phobia. For instance, if a parent has a phobia of spiders, the child may also learn to have a phobia of spiders. This is a learned fear, okay? And I know my mom, she had a lot of them. And maybe that's where I got the fear of finances from or whatever. I don't know. Maybe I learned that. Okay, these are all general traits, causes and symptoms of fear that need to be dealt with. I have to mention that when we're in fear, it causes all kinds of reactions in our brains and in our physical bodies because fear puts a lot of stress on our bodies. And that is why the Lord wants us to be delivered from all fears, all worries, and all concerns. Fear also causes our minds and our judgment to be clouded, leading us to make bad decisions and worry just brings hardship instead of the blessings God wants to bestow on us. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this, and you all know it, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him, because why? He cares for you. Now, anxiety means intense, excessive, and persistent worry and fear about everyday situations. They could be feelings of fear, dread, or an uneasiness that may occur as a reaction to stress. We're going to continue this message next week. I'm going to do part two on how to overcome fear, worry, and distress. Now, remember, fear is our enemy, right? If it's our enemy, it's God's enemy, too. God fights along with us, right? The battle's the Lord's, the victory is ours. But he has to get us to the victory by taking those things out of us. He's constantly battling to bring us into a place to get victory. You get that? Do you really? Okay, good. Okay, faith or trust pleases God, and it makes all things possible. When we're in fear, he can't move. He can't even be in the presence of fear. That's why we have to be in faith. Faith is just trust. That's all faith is. It's a belief in him. If he says something, we could trust him. Okay, if the Holy Spirit spoke to you today about any of these areas, I'm going to ask you to come forward and let's start the process of being healed from fear. One step forward is all you need to start living in freedom. So if the Holy Spirit spoke to you today, don't be afraid to come up, okay? No fear. I used to like that brand, no fear. We need to start that brand again. No fear, faith, trust. Hallelujah. So if you need prayer today, come on up.